Oxford University. 1. A brief history of the university. Oxford is a historic and unique institution. As the oldest university in the English-speaking world, it can lay claim to 9 centuries of continuous existence. There is no clear date of foundation, but teaching existed at Oxford in some form in 1096 and developed rapidly from 1167 when Henry II banned English students from attending the University of Paris. In the 13th century, rioting between townspeople and students hastened the establishment of primitive halls of residence. These were succeeded by the first of Oxford's colleges, Balliol and Merton Colleges, established between 1249 and 1264, are the oldest. Less than a century later, Oxford had achieved eminence above every other seat of learning and won the praises of popes, kings, and sages by virtue of its antiquity, curriculum, doctrine, and privileges. In 1355, Edward III paid tribute to the university for its invaluable contribution to learning. He also commented on the services rendered to the state by distinguished Oxford graduates. Early on, Oxford became a centre for lively controversy, with scholars involved in religious and political disputes. In 1530, Henry VIII forced the university to accept his divorce from Catherine of Aragon. During the Reformation in the 16th century, the Anglican churchmen Cranmer, Latimer, and Ridley were tried for heresy and burnt at the stake in Oxford. In the late 17th century, the Oxford philosopher John Locke was forced to flee the country. The 18th century, when Oxford was said to have forsaken port for politics, was also an era of scientific discovery and religious revival. Edmund Halley, professor of geometry, predicted the return of the comet that bears his name. John and Charles Wesley's prayer meetings laid the foundations of the Methodist Society. The university assumed a leading role in the Victorian era, especially in religious controversy. From 1833 onwards, the Oxford movement sought to revitalise the Catholic aspects of the Anglican Church. One of its leaders, John Henry Newman, became a Roman Catholic in 1845 and was later made a cardinal. From 1878, academic halls were established for women. Since 1974, all but one of Oxford's 39 colleges have changed their status to admit both men and women. St Hilda's remains the only women's college. During the 20th century, Oxford added to its humanistic core a major new research capacity in the natural and applied sciences, including medicine. 2. Structure of the university. Oxford is an independent and self-governing institution, consisting of the central university and the colleges. The Vice-Chancellor, who holds office for up to 7 years, is the senior officer of the university. 5 pro-vice-chancellors have specific functional responsibility for development and external affairs, education, personnel and equal opportunities, planning and resources, and research. The Chancellor, who is usually an eminent public figure elected for life, serves as the titular head of the university, presiding over all major ceremonies. The principal policy-making body is the Council of the University, which has 26 members, including those elected by congregation, representatives of the colleges, and 4 members from outside the university. The Council is responsible for the academic policy and strategic direction of the university, and operates through 4 major committees: Educational Policy and Standards, General Purposes, Personnel, and Planning and Resource Allocation. final responsibility for legislative matters rests with the congregation, which comprises over 3,700 members of the academic, senior research, library, museum, and administrative staff. Day-to-day decision-making in matters such as finance and planning is devolved to the university's four academic divisions: humanities, mathematical and physical sciences, medical sciences, and social sciences. Each division has a full-time divisional head and an elected divisional board. Continuing education is the responsibility of a separate board. The 39 colleges, though independent and self-governing, form a core element of the university. There are also 7 permanent private halls, which were founded by different Christian denominations and which still retain their religious character. 30 colleges and all 7 halls admit students for both undergraduate and graduate degrees. 7 other colleges are for graduates only. 1, All Souls, has fellows only, and 1, Kellogg College, specialises in part-time graduate and continuing education. 3. Studying at Oxford. Each year, Oxford welcomes talented students at both undergraduate and graduate levels from all over the globe. Over 130 nationalities are represented among our student body. Oxford's teaching and research is consistently in the top rank nationally and internationally, and is at the forefront of medical, scientific, and technological achievement. Oxford has strong links with research institutions and with business and industry, both in the United Kingdom and overseas. The university has excellent facilities and resources for learning in its world-famous libraries, laboratories, and museums. Oxford's collegiate system fosters a sense of community between tutors and students and among students themselves. Students have the opportunity to learn alongside leading researchers in their field. The Oxford Opportunity Bursaries Scheme, which starts operating from October 2006, will be one of the most generous bursary schemes for UK undergraduates. The scheme ensures that no home student should be deterred from applying to Oxford for financial reasons. Undergraduate courses offer students the chance to study their chosen field in depth, whilst a range of options allows for a wide spread of special interests. Oxford offers undergraduates a unique learning experience through the tutorial system. Our programmes of study aim to make students think logically, laterally, and independently. 30 colleges and 7 permanent private halls admit undergraduates, and all colleges except St Hilda's accept men and women. Graduate students are a valued part of the university and make up around a third of the total student body. The university offers a wide range of taught graduate and research degrees, ranging from 1 to 3 or more years in length. The university particularly values the role of international students in providing intellectual stimulation and in creating and maintaining academic links with colleagues abroad. Over a quarter of our student body comes from outside the United Kingdom, and a range of scholarships offer support for international students. Each year, several hundred such students are supported by scholarships. As one of the leading international universities, Oxford also attracts scholars from all over the world to join its teaching and research staff, and collaborates with over 80 research institutions worldwide. Oxford also has a small number of former collaborative agreements with overseas institutions. In addition, Oxford is a member of the International Alliance of Research Universities, IARU, and of the League of European Research Universities, LERU.